The 73rd Consumers Energy El Sabo River Canoe Marathon was supposed to take place tonight, but because of the virus, no race, so we are missing the marathon. And one person definitely missing the marathon is Andy Moore. He's the chairperson for the Consumers Energy El Sabo River Canoe Marathon. Andy, what can you tell us about the marathon this year? I assume, just like a wedding, you don't plan the marathon 2 months out. You guys have been working in the marathon through the fall and winter, and I assume the marathon was pretty much all set to go for this year.
Yeah, that's right, Larry. I mean, we start the next year's marathon as soon as the year you're on. When that race is over, we're already on the next year. And so, yeah, we were pretty much set. I mean, we had some merchandise we had to go through and some of, like, the program book that we do, you know, but that was all set and ready to print. So, you know, all the plans were done, permits were in, everything was set to go. We were just waiting our time and fine-tuning things. So, and then this happened.
Well, I know the marathon was called off in May. What kind of attempts were they able to make to try and salvage the race?
In March, we started fine-tuning the budget because we knew things were going to be different this year if there was a race. And then we talked a lot about what we could do to social distance this race. We had some ideas about setting five off at a time. No sprint, just trying to do bare bones to keep this race together, and it just didn't work out.
And I have Phil Weiler with me as well. Phil, I know you have some questions for Andy as well.
Well, Andy, as we're in this race night right now, I think everybody's got a renewed vigor for 2021. It's going to be a heck of a race next year.
I agree with you. I mean, and you talk about the committee. We haven't stopped meeting, whether we did it Zoom or, you know, with our social distancing, but we've had a renewed energy to make 2021 the best race that we've ever had. So talking to paddlers too, it sounds like we'll have a big race next year, and the community seems full on board. So I think you'll see just the best race we've ever had next year.
Oh, I agree. And I think it's because it was, like, I don't want to say taken away from us, but it wasn't anything that we did that caused it not to happen. So we were, like, taking away our race, what everybody gets together for. And now that it's here and everybody's got the fever, yeah, now we're counting down the clock to actually next year, July, not that I've looked already, the 24th. And we'll be ready to go. So thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate your efforts, your leadership, and the committee. Man, here we go.
That's right, here we go. Yeah, and it's hard today being the race. It hits you during race week, like, oh my goodness, we should be busy right now, and we're standing around doing nothing. So, yeah, on to bigger and better things next year. The committee is on board and fully expect just an awesome 2021 race.
All right, we appreciate you taking the time, Andy.
All right, thanks, Larry.
All right, there's Andy Moore. He's the chairperson for the 73rd Consumers Energy El Sabo River Canoe Marathon, which will, of course, now take place next year instead of this year. I'm Larry Roberts, along with Phil Weiler, and we are missing the marathon on 98.5 UPS.